Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dance, you fat bitch.
The audio, apparently David at the in Vegas didn't sound that good, right?
Yeah, that's what you hear.
Yeah. He's opening up for Kiss, different. Though, man. I'm sure Kiss said, hey, you got to be able to sing if you're going to do this, you know? Take a dance.
I don't think he has that patented scream.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You know, I would think with any kind of, anytime you sing, you get older, it's not going to sound as good.
You're going to lose that.
Right, a little bit. William Hurt, a little later on in the studio. Actually, not in the studio. Oh, God, that'd be great. on the phone, actor William Hurt.
Yeah, he said, phone the I'll talk to you guys, yeah, but I'm not going to come visit. Studio,
no. Call from the parking lot.
That's right.
A Michelle Bachmann birthday. It was on this date in 1993. At the age of 46, we lost Andre the Giant.
Happy birthday!
Yeah. Well, you can drink, like, what, 3 cases of beer at a sitting?
At least.
Mm-hmm. There's a cool documentary
and
on his life.
And then start drinking vodka.
And then start drinking.
That was the warm-up.
Yeah.
Just being that big, they say, is just not conducive to... long life.
Well, and the alcohol. And I love the picture of a beer can in the dude's hand.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just dwarfs
it's like, it. It's like your kids, like little cans, little soup cans in their play kitchens. That's what it looked like in a regular hand.
What movie was he in? Princess Bride?
Yeah.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah. Great wrestler, though. One of the best. one of the best wrestlers ever.
And a fine actor.
Yes.
Was he in other things besides The Princess Bride?
I don't know if he did anything. He might have showed up in something else, but that was a pretty famous role for him, you know?
That was the famous role.
That was the famous role, right?
Mm-hmm. Did he get laid a lot?
Yes. The ladies loved him. I think they liked Mountain that
He was
better.
A giant.
Yeah.
They liked getting crushed.
I don't know if that scared him.
He was on the bottom a lot.
Yeah, he'd have to be.
Yeah, he'd have to be.
They just climb up there.
You would just kill and crush people.
It's like he was in a ton
climb up there and go to town.
Right.
Yeah. Episodic TV, but the only movie I'm seeing is Princess Bride.
You mount Andre, exactly. Andre doesn't mount you.
Well, you don't want that.
No, that would be the last thing that was ever done to you.
He's going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Star Trek fans complaining about the new logo for the U.S. Space Force.
Because they just ripped it off.
That's what you hear.
It is kind of similar.
It's very similar. It'd be a situation where you'd be sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be a copyright lawsuit
there. They could have come up with something different, you know?
Then they put them in regular camouflage.
Right.
Doesn't seem like they're trying real hard.
I think the expert on this is that Kelly, who's running for senator in Arizona. The former astronaut.
Oh, yeah.
He says, we have a space force. It's called the USS Air Force, and they do all this stuff. This is phony crap. And if you argument, take it up with an astronaut. An American hero, by the way.
I don't believe him.
That's good enough for me, then.
I just don't believe him.
That's good enough for me, then.
Yeah, the Air Force already kind of keeps
an
eye
this.
On they make sure nobody sabotages satellites.
They do this.
Well, now we have the Space Force. That looks like Star Trek.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but that's
what a lot of people say anyway.
Keep the Romulans and the Klingons at bay.
You've got to.
Once they see that logo.
Yeah. That's a good point.
They know.
I forgot about that.
They'll see that and think they're fighting the United Federation of
Planets. We do rockets. We do rockets good. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm with you.
Right. So they'll back off based on the history they've had because they never win against the United Federation of Planets. And that's what they think they're going to be up against.
Right.
So I think it was a wise choice.
Okay.
Using that logo.
All right. I hadn't thought of it like that.
Plus, you'll sell more gear. Star Trek fans will... eat that up.
Well, they're kind of ticked about it.
No, they are ticked about it. And, a bunch of actors from Star Trek are saying, hey, you can't use that.
As a Star Trek fan, I would go up and buy all that Space Force gear that I could.
They're ticked about it. You'd buy the Star Trek gear then.
Are they giving them the colored shirts to, you know, match their rank as well?
And the red guy dies all the time. Right? Yeah.
Red, orange, green, blue.
You wear the red shirt. That's security. You probably aren't going to make it back. Once you're on that transporter platform, there's no round trip for you. You're going to die on that planet.
Yep.
Probably in a horrible way.
Well, just
well, quickly.
Some sleaze stag gets
phaser.
You.
Yeah, usually quickly.
The Denver School Board is going to require that all its campuses have at least one gender-neutral bathroom.
Good for them.
All schools now need to install
a single... You got a penis, use the door with the penis on it.
And how does that work?
And there's no global warming.
I have, let me see.
Libtards. I paid my school loans, you should too. Same guy.
Three
it's the same guy.
And I'm keeping my gun.
And I'm keeping, same guy.
Well, two and a half, technically. Gender-neutral bathrooms in my house.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you see a lot of gas stations that have just the one-seater?
Yep.
Gender-neutral.
Good point, Todd. Never thought of it that way. Right.
And those are usually cleaner than, like, the dude's bathrooms, a lot of these gas stations.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a disaster.
Right.
But when they know there's going to be, if you don't want to be the dude that pees all over the place and walks out and some ladies wait for the bathroom, like, sorry.
You got a penis. I want to see
aside from that, all schools in Denver now need to install. All schools in Denver now need to install.
This is ruining somebody's day.
Oh, yeah.
A single stall.
Yeah.
All gender bathroom for students by next fall.
Good for them.
Supporters stress the bathrooms are for a single occupant.
You know what I do? I'm in the bathroom. I don't look at the other guy's junk.
Well, that wasn't the rumor for years around here.
We had dividers put up because of you.
She told people that.
Yeah. We had someone that would tell people that that's what you did often.
Right.
That was why there was a divider between the two urinals.
Yep. There's a great...
Because Tyler kept looking.
There was a great...
that's hilarious.
So there was a great video. Remember that? Who's the chick that walks around with an AK-47 and a campus in Michigun?
I know you're talking about the gun girl, they call her.
She's an idiot. So she's interviewing a guy with a gun strapped to her about the bathrooms. And he's a student. And she keeps trying to goad him. Do you want women in there? He goes, oh, man, I don't care.
Yeah.
He goes, it's a great... It was on social media maybe a month ago. And she just kept, what about this and that? He goes, I go to the bathroom and I just leave. I don't care who's going to the bathroom.
Doesn't really ruin my day.
And did you watch the whole thing? It's really good.
No.
And the guy just never fails. He doesn't bite the whole time. He goes, I'm just going to the bathroom. And if you want to go to the bathroom, you can go to the bathroom there. I don't care.
But doesn't it piss you off?
If you got to watch it, she keeps bugging him because she's a horrible human being, this woman. She wanted him to be pissed off.
The people I know that are really anti-transgender seem to have it all based in Jesus. For some reason, they're offending God and Jesus doing the transgender thing.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, there you go.
No, that's not the point here, and I can't believe you would play that.
No, I didn't play it. You said
it. No. I need to be on the lookout for that a little bit better.
All right. Another old friend of ours checking in, the Chuckster on Andre the Giant.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
Hey, guys. One of my favorite stories when I was doing the announcement for the WWF during the Hulk Hogan-Andre thing, to give the big build-up to WrestleMania 3 and all that stuff where Andre got slammed.
Yeah.
He had a hard time walking. Backstage, he had drank a case of beer. And I'm out there after I'd announced and Hogan would win. I announce him and then go up the ring, give him the belt and all this.
Right.
So usually when they do stuff, they'd tell me that, you know, I'm going to come up and smack you around or whatever. But Andre didn't say a word, and I go up to the arena, you know, I announce Hogan the winner. I start going up the steps, and Andre comes and says, give me the belt. And I didn't know what the hell to do. Man. And so I just kind of ignored him and started walking up the stairs, and he grabbed me by the by my sleeve of my tuxedo and ripped the whole freaking sleeve off.
And that was not planned. And let me tell you, that was not planned.
For me, it became real, real quick.
I know, Chuck. And you told me you should announce
this. The only thing I had in my favor, I knew in those days I could outmove him. And so I stayed in the ring. He'd try to come in the ring, and I'd jump out. Of course, I wouldn't leave, you know, to go run to the locker room because I wanted to keep the show going. But he was really pissed, and I got backstage. And he grabbed me and said, you were supposed to give me that belt. I said, I had no idea, man.
Hey, did anybody have video of that?
What's that?
Do you have any video of that particular incident?
Oh, no, I don't. You know, nobody took, you know, videos and pictures. Those are the late 80s.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so, I get it. Yeah.
And I don't think they were, actually, I don't think they were allowed then because McMahon was so tight on everything.
Oh, that's a great story.
Anyway, it's just one of my favorite all-time stories. I'm glad I could share it.
I love it. You could too, buddy.
That's awesome.
That's great. Chuck used to announce those things back in the day.
Getting your sleeve torn off by Andre the Giant.
That would get real.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's strong, too, because that's something they do in the movies where they just have it ready to go.
Yeah.
But he actually just did it, you know?
He really wanted the belt. No, really, man, just give me the belt.
Yeah, Jason has a good point on the email. They used to call those bathrooms unisex.
Yep.
No one gave a damn.
No one gave a damn.
Yeah.
Good point.
Now they make God mad.
Right. Well, the airports have always had men's, women, and a family one, in case you wanted to walk in there with just your kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've pooped in those before because it's only one empty. Then when you walk out, there's a family waiting. Sorry.
Yeah. Somebody changing a diaper.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be me. No, well, kid. I was just in there changing a diaper.
I used to have to do that when my daughter was little and she would go to swimming lessons,
right,
and stuff. There was a family changing room at the gym where we went to for her swimming lessons.
Yep.
And, you know, we'd get done, we'd walk over there. There was only, like, two.
Mm-hmm.
And the door would be locked. We'd stand there, wait. And some old lady would come out.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
would, on her own, and she'd just been in there pooping. And then not only did I have to wait with my kid, now I got to go into your cloud of filth to go change her swimming suit.
Oh, nasty.
You old bat. That happened to me so many times.
Yeah. Old lady poops are worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The women's locker room was right there.
Yeah.
Go use that. The hell out of the family changing room.
It's more comfortable in there by yourself.
It is.
That's the thing. Everybody's going
to
use that one.
Yep.
Well, that'd be their first choice, of course.
I never said anything, but I gave some people dirty looks.
If it's a single staller and you want to smoke as a high schooler, where are you going to go?
Well, that's a high school, yeah, for sure. But I used a single holer family. Greg's about to lay one out here, by the way. All the stalls were packed at the airport, and I was,
emergency situation?
Yes, and I'm thinking, I'm going to go in there, and I was saying, I'm going to come out, there's going to be a family here, and there was. Yeah, light a match, I said.
I'm sorry for a number of reasons.
Yeah. And you'll figure it out shortly.
Ever a crowded bar, like a happy hour situation, and you know there's a line out the door,
yep,
some girl would try to get into the guy's bathroom, and they would roll out the red carpet for her.
Right.
Oh, we got a stall for you right
I'll
here.
I'll wipe you.
No waiting, honey.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Every time. No guy ever got pissed
if
a girl came into the guy's bathroom just to save a little time.
You're just getting your penis cut off so you can go in there and check stuff out.
Yes, I am.
I'm Mike Huckabee, and I'm an idiot. That's what Huckabee said.
I'm lopping it off so I can
get in the shower.
Join the WNBA.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the reason I'm
looking Johnny all day.
I'll kick ass. I'm going to be a WNBA Hall of Famer.
Johnny everywhere.
After I lop it off.
My wife did that at a restaurant one time.
Locked it off?
No. She went in. It was after a concert one night, and we got to this restaurant, and like she went and wanted to go to the bathroom. There was like three women in line for this single bathroom at the restaurant. Nobody in the men's room line, so she just and she thought she locked the door behind her,
mm-hmm,
and there was a toilet, little half divider, and a urinal. Since she was sitting there, some dude just walks right in. Yeah.
Well, we all did it. First of all, at our Christmas party, that one, yeah, that was unisex.
It became
unisex. The guys was messed up, yeah, so we all just went in that one. I heard somebody walk in, I'd say, I'm in here.
Well, apparently she did. They just saw each other, and he went, hey, and went to the urinal while she was at the toilet.
Yeah, the place we went to, the men's bathroom, was under repair.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm,
so everybody went into the one bathroom.
Yeah, and it was...
It's a
travesty.
I'll refrain from naming the place, but over Christmas break, I was at a place for lunch.
Yeah.
Food place. Middle of lunch rush, I go, I got to go to the bathroom. Both of them closed.
That's illegal.
There were no bathrooms.
What
restaurant?
Repair, it said. I mean, but middle of the day on a Thursday or whatever, noon, no bathroom open.
What'd you do?
Ate quick and left.
Yeah.
The way to solve
that's better than crap.
So no one would be offended. Is we would eliminate the restroom area entirely at mm-hmm, stadiums and at airports.
Hold it,
and you just have a bunch of porta johns.
Oh yeah. Well, they're unisex too, by the way.
Only one per porta john.
Yeah, and they're so beautiful.
Keep your kids safe.
Just idiots.
Yeah. Well, they keep those guys who lop their
homophobes
junk off
and idiots
just to see other vaginas
Ginies
from going in there. Because that's the only reason that they lop their junk off, is so they can see other ginies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love women so much, I'm going to cut my penis off.
That stuck to the tape.
And vice versa, by the way. A woman could go, I want to put a penis on here so I can go in the men's room. Well, yeah, we'd actually let them.
You know what the dudes are going to love? Yeah, my penis.
Are you trying?
No, that one kind of, I should have stopped.
You trying?
Halfway through, I kind of realized that was happening. But.
Yes, they will. So good for the Denver School District, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am curious about that. If you're going to put in a one-holer, there are going to be people who want to do something they're not supposed to do and go in there to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Silent dump, smoking, one-hitters, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sex with your fat teacher.
It could even be with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Your age-appropriate girlfriend.
Fat bitch.
Yeah.
Is that from March of the Penguins?
It's
Family
Guy.
Family Guy.
It did that for...
So apparently World Chase Tag 5 is coming up this summer.
What's that?
It's tag. It's a game of tag.
You're it?
Chase Tag, first and only global league for professional competitive tag.
Is it in a big bull ring? Is it in a big field with
not
walls?
Not a field, but it's in a, you know, it's in, say, an arena.
God, that's what I mean.
And it has obstacles and ramps and things like that for you to
run
around. Well, there are teams. You got teams of five, and there's 20 seconds. Two guys enter the ring, if you will.
Right.
And you've got 20 seconds to not get tagged.
Tag, you're it, huh? The fastest guy's going to kick your ass,
yeah, so
but
just,
they are probably pretty good athletes, all of them. I'm
yeah,
sure.
You're just chasing after each other. Yeah.
That's right.
Basically.
Right, yeah.
It's old tag, man.
Yeah, and apparently that's a thing. Well, they've had World Chase Tag 4,
mm-hmm,
but now they say 5 is coming up this summer, but I could find absolutely no information on it whatsoever. The point is, this was a big article in CNN over the weekend.
Was it really?
Yes. And I'm like, World Chase Tag. Hey, all right, this would be a story we can talk about. You know, this is stupid. We'll talk about this. So I looked into it, worked up the story, you know, blah, 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 then tried to find World Chase Tag, you know, 5 that they say is coming up. Nah, there's nothing about it whatsoever.
And I'm watching axe throwing this weekend. They could put tag on. I'd rather watch that than axe throwing.
It is more fun.
Axe throwing is so stupid.
Yeah.
Those guys are good, though.
Well, they're 4 feet from it. Of course, they're better than we are.
Bullseye.
But they're all fat.
Every time.
I mean, everyone I posted it said, apparently cardio is not part of this sport. The two guys were the best. They were big boys. It was, but, you know, they're good axe throwers. But it's like, it was boring.
Did you ever finally watch?
It was boring.
Did you ever watch that movie Tag?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. It looks pretty
Jeremy
good.
Jeremy Renner, John Hamm.
Yeah, it's based on a true story, right?
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
funny.
Yeah. Years and years of this.
Animal Birds is really funny.
Guys live in four different cities, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And they would get together every year or something?
No, anytime.
Yeah, yeah. It was ongoing over like 30 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, random.
They would surprise each other. They would go to great lengths.
Yeah, with disguises and all kinds of stuff.
I saw the trailer. I I thought it should be called Let That Go.
You know what? It was a stupid comedy, and it was entertaining for an hour and a half.
That was based on a true story, right?
Yeah, it was based on a bunch of guys who actually did this, since 1983.
And well, it helped that they lived in different cities, right? I remember that part of it, yeah.
Well, they then surprise each
other?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And in disguise and just show up and, you know.
And they're not always happy about it.
No, they weren't. You don't want to be it. Yeah. At least the movie made them pissed off at each other, right? Yeah, you want to be it.
Yeah,
worth watching.
They grew up in Spokane, so it was a big deal with my Spokane buddies, and it scattered all over
they
the
scattered
country.
Scattered everywhere, right, yeah. Exactly. And Ed Helms and John Hamm.
Peter Renner,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there four of them?
Yeah, there is. There's another guy.
There's always the fourth guy that's not that famous.
Right.
So Hannibal Buress was in that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in that too, yeah.
Okay. Those kind of movies, there's always like three really famous guys and one guy's not famous because the paychecks run out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right. There is one of those guys.
Budget.
We got a famous guy coming up. William Hurt later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.